Do you know why women's college basketball has become the viral sport this past year? Why the viewership of their March Madness championship game completely eclipsed the men's? It's because players like Caitlin Clark are gluing everyone's eyes to the games, setting records both on the court and in the boardroom. Plus, other young women pick quickly after Clark in the WNBA draft can all say the same. Now, as they head into the pros, what does this mean for the league? And what kind of brand deals are these college stars bringing into the pros from college? Let's dig into it. Let's review the top three draft picks and the seventh as a bonus in this year's 2024 WNBA draft. Welcome to Business Pitfalls and Profits, where we unravel the captivating world of successful corporations and explore the highs and lows of partnerships, acquisitions, and celebrity endorsements in the business realm. Subscribe now to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you'll never miss an episode. And engage with me in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts, insights, and even your suggestions for future episodes. Enjoy the episode. First up, we have Caitlin Clark. The young hooper from Iowa has flipped the sports world upside down. You don't see a lot of female college athletes as guests on places to the level of Saturday Night Live or the Pat McAfee Show. As the best scorer in college basketball history, Clark has converted those accolades into unlimited brand deals potential. She ranked number one in NIL valuations for women's basketball at $3.1 million. The money is well earned, as Caitlin has been seen hustling to be in ads for big names like State Farm, Gatorade, and Nike. The deal with Nike has also shocked everyone because, as of this recording, it is estimated to be worth $28 million over the next 8 years and already includes a signature shoe. Many players in the WNBA don't even have a signature shoe yet, but Clark's deal caps off a run of women's college hoopers signing shoe deals. There are now 15 collegiate women with shoe deals compared to 3 collegiate men. And there's no sign of fans slowing down their love for these stars. Clark was drafted first overall by the Indiana Fever. The Fever has sold season tickets like crazy, and normal tickets have ballooned to a 190% increase since last season. Indiana's game against the Minnesota Lynx is set to be the most expensive game in the entire season, with an average price of $615. Opposing teams are already needing to move arenas to house more fans, such as the reigning champs, Las Vegas Aces, moving to a bigger place specifically against the Fever. And Clark and the Fever continue to rake in the profits. When Caitlin got drafted, the sports jersey selling site partnered with the WNBA, sold out of Clark jerseys within an hour. This was a new record for any draft pick until the recent NFL draftee, Caleb Williams. Next, let's take a look at the 6'4 forward from Stanford, Cameron Brink. This past season, Brink averaged an all-around game with 17 points, 12 rebounds, and almost 4 blocks. As the number 2 overall pick, she is coming into the pros as a key defensive piece for the LA Sparks, which is also probably the perfect home for an online presence like hers. Brink boasts over 700,000 followers on Instagram and 250,000 on TikTok. This will really help Brink in future brand deals as she heads to the big market. Her close proximity to brands will also help as her NIL deals turn into normal celebrity athlete sponsorships. While at Stanford, Brink was in the top 10 in women's basketball NIL endorsement totals. With an estimated average of $200K annually, Brink is currently estimated to have a net worth of $2 million. Last year, she partnered with Buick for a commercial supporting women's basketball, but her biggest deal to date has been her signing on with New Balance. She is the first women's basketball player to ever sign with New Balance. And if her dominance in college can translate to the pros, she might join Clark as the next young talent with a signature shoe. The next hooper we're looking at does not have close ties with California basketball, but was such a powerhouse in college that the spotlight should still not be too hard to reach in the pros. Camila Cardoso stands at 6'7", and with the 3rd overall pick, the Brazilian phenom is heading to the Chicago Sky, a franchise that won the title back in 2021. The South Carolina Gamecocks recently won the national championship, joining a list of few teams to go undefeated through an entire regular season plus tournament run. Cardoso was a key reason for their dominance, as the center averaged an efficient 14 points and 8 rebounds. Cardoso may not have had the same amount of NIL deals in college as Brink, but estimates show here earnings falling between $50,000 and $125,000. However, the overwhelming love for the NCAA tournament championship game this year could lead to some big-time partnerships for the rookie. The championship game between South Carolina and Iowa had an average viewership of 18.7 million people and a peak of 24 million. Even when considering the pro leagues, it was the most viewed basketball game in the U.S. since 2019. So, as the former Defensive Player of the Year in the SEC walks into the Windy City, she's got to be feeling good about her future business ventures, because she's also walking into that practice room with one of the most iconic female basketball players of the past few years. With the 7th overall pick, the Chicago Sky drafted the Bayou Barbie, aka Angel Reese. Reese ended her college career with a 2023 national championship and a $1.8 million NIL evaluation. Brands are lining up to try to sign deals with her while she builds her own personal brand. With 3 million followers on Instagram and 2.5 million on TikTok, Angel has reached a level of fame that unlocks many doors in the business world. One big partnership was being on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, along with other brands like McDonald's, Coach, and PlayStation. Reese has also signed a deal with Reebok and should be one of their key celebrity figures moving forward. We've talked about the individual players benefiting from their fame, but the league as a whole could be seeing its big break. What do you guys think, though? Is the college hysteria going to be able to transfer to the pros for these women? I hope you enjoyed this episode of Business Pitfalls and Profits. If you like this video, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss our next one. Last but most importantly, don't forget to like and share this video with fellow entrepreneur advocates. Until next time, stay curious.